What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning again to the JP Palomo Show with your host, myself. And today is March 25th. Beautiful day. I haven't made an episode in a couple days, so I have some pretty exciting news. I went ahead and got my first mic for my podcast. I have been recording off my iPhone. And it was just a matter of just being at work too much. I just hadn't had a time to actually go look. And I didn't want to order something online that I had, you know, I wanted to see it and hold it first. And so on Friday, I was off work in the morning time. So I had a little time to myself, you know, so I figured perfect time to go get a microphone. I went to Best Buy and they didn't really have anything I really liked there. So I remembered in Vero, we have this pawn shop that sells a lot of music instruments and stuff like that. So I said, you know what? Let me go stop by in and see what they got. And I just got super lucky. I found this. It's Audio Technica. It's the ATR2100. And it's super awesome. I love it. It's a cool design. I'll post a picture up on my Facebook so you guys can check it out. But it's so awesome. The audio quality and clarity on my voice, I think, is a lot better now that I'm not using the iPhone. And yeah, so I got super lucky. I actually walked in and I asked the gentleman. I was like, hey, I'm looking for a mic for to hook up to my computer. And he's like, oh, well. He's like, I don't really have much for rappers. I was like, no, I'm actually not a rapper. I actually do podcasts, and I was just looking for, you know. So he brought me to this little section, and there was only two mics, and one of them, which is the one I got, is the only one that had a connection for a computer USB. So I immediately fell in love with it, and it was only $30, but the down part about it was it didn't have a stand, and he didn't have any stands there. So I went to Melody Music in Miracle Mile, and yeah, walked in and I found a stand right away. So that was $20. So for both, $50 for this new setup, and I love it. I got my headphones in, can plug them right into my mic. So I'm super excited about that. Hopefully you guys can tell the different quality of my voice there. So what was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, so tomorrow's my birthday. I'm not really too excited. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not excited. I just don't really have any plans for tomorrow. I'm not looking too forward to being 32, so it's just another day. I'm gonna hang out with my little guy all day, and I gotta work in the morning time, but I do hope I can have the evening off, which I'm pretty sure that's gonna be the case. So I'm just gonna hang out, relax, and yeah, just another day. 32 years old, man, time's flying by. But so that's about it. Oh, really quick too, UFC Nashville this weekend. For those of you guys that saw it, oh my God, Anthony Showtime Pettis put on a show. So if you didn't see it, he was down. He was actually losing the fight. He fought a Wonder Boy Thompson, and first round, Thompson just dominating. And oh man, I wish I could just post a video. I wish I could just show you guys for those. But if you didn't see it, just go look up the highlights for the fight. UFC Nashville, Anthony Pettis. So on UFC.com, I'm just going to read what they have on here. So there are a couple of different ways to make a statement in mixed martial arts. A flashy knockout can do the trick. Same goes with scoring a massive win over a respected opponent. And on Saturday, Anthony Showtime Pettis did both of those things against Thompson. Pettis stunned the fight fans gathered inside Bridgestone Arena with his amazing So check this out, guys. See, Superman punched off the cage knockout. It was an instant classic that will be shown, I'm sure, for a long, long time on all the MMA highlight reels. Pettis just moved up to welterweight. I think he's got an increased energy levels, added mental clarity. He is going to be a legit contender at 170 pounds. Pettis fights only top tier fighters, and Thompson is exactly that. Pettis stuck to his game plan, attacking the legs of Wonderboy with vicious leg kicks the entire fight. Those kicks led to the opening that Pettis used to finish Wonderboy. Pre-fight, Pettis said that he believes he is stronger at this weight class and can use his weapons at their full potential when he needs to, like he did with less than 10 seconds to go in the second round of the fight. He surged forward using the force generated off the cage to catch Thompson off guard with a devastating blow. That punch perfectly displayed that reinvigorated strength that Pettis is talking about. Thompson was instantly unconscious, and just like that, Pettis announced that he's going to be a problem at welterweight. That was an awesome, awesome knockout. It's one of my favorites in the recent times, so we will see who Pettis will face next in the welterweight. I mean, that's going to be interesting to see who they got going for him next. So, oh, also, guys, I know I mentioned this in my previous podcast, but UFC is coming to Fort Lauderdale April 27th. I'm definitely going to be attending that. So if you guys make plans for that, that's going to be Joel Romero and Hakare. That's going to be their second fight, so that's going to be the main card that night. Can't wait for that. Should be pretty fun. Alex Oliveira is fighting. And that's it, guys. I'm actually on my lunch break right now. It's a hectic days. On Mondays, I worked both my jobs, and I just have about an hour lunch break. And what better to do on my lunch break than to make a podcast for you guys? So thank you if you are listening, if you tuned in. I got a cool new sponsor, so make sure you stay and check that out. New sponsorship, theblacktux.com. So thank you, guys. Hopefully I have a good birthday tomorrow. We'll see. I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys soon. Also, I will be bartending at Blue Agave this Sunday coming up, the 31st. So if you're in town, swing by, hang out with your boy for a little bit. And